Quarantine-free travel between Australia and New Zealand has resumed today for the first time in more than a year. Air New Zealand expects more than 5,000 people will travel today across roughly 30 flights. And excitement is building in Auckland Airport as travellers prepare to fly to Sydney at 7:30 this morning. Our reporter Tess Brunton is at Auckland Airport where she's getting ready to board her flight. Kia ora, Tess. What's the mood like there this morning?
Kia ora. There's lots of bleary-eyed excitement and there's a bit of a buzz in the airport at the moment. This is the first time that a lot of the airport staff have had to get up quite so early, particularly for these Trans-Tasman flights. So it is getting used to the early hours. But in terms of the people that are coming through, there was one Auckland grandmother who last saw her grandchild when they were 7 days old and just absolutely over the moon to be catching up and being able to see their face, give them a hug. Another family haven't seen their parents and haven't been able to show their grandchild for about just over a year as well. And she was most looking forward to seeing her mum's cooking. So there's a lot of excitement here and just relief that this bubble is going ahead.
Well, talking about food and the like, it's not just the airlines at the airport that need to crank up again. Is everything else open? Like, are all the eateries open? What about the shops? Everything else that goes with the airport experience?
Not everything is open. Certainly, I'm out the front of duty free, which is a little bit quiet at the moment, given that this is the first flight that's coming through from Auckland to Sydney, or the first flight, and we do have more flights coming through they leave at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we are expecting that there will be a bit more of a buzz around the duty-free and some of the other shops. At the moment, not too many of them are open, but it is still early, and there are expected to be a few more opening up later in the day.
Well, look, I'm presuming everything is not exactly quite back to normal. We've heard about the special provisions for these flights. What is it like for passengers getting on?
Well, it does take a bit longer, and we were told to check in at least 3 hours early. In terms of actually going through, it wasn't that difficult. We haven't had any health checks, apart from we did have to sign off an Australian declaration to be able to cross the ditch, and there are some other declarations that check in to see where you've been, whether you might have had contact with anyone with COVID, or if you've had any symptoms. But as you're going through, security was easy to get through, and everything has gone fairly smoothly this morning.
Now, this is quite a special flight for you, isn't it? And also, you've taken along one of RNZ's cameramen, Simon, and both of you are keen to be making this flight.
Yes, we're the two Aussies in the newsroom, and Simon luckily was able to pop across around Christmas, but I haven't seen my parents in just over a year, and a lot of my other family and friends for about 18 months. So it has been a long time coming, and with videos and phone calls, they just they're not the same as being able to catch up in person and really, you know, be able to give your family a hug, be able to eat the home-cooked meals and just be around each other outside of a video screen.